You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Creativity Wasted. Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four comedians or creative people each share creative ideas, such as in a movie idea, app idea, or futuristic tech idea. The idea can be serious or funny, well thought out or improvised, realistic or ridiculous. But we'll always have fun talking and joking about it. I'm comedian Justin McLeod.
I'm comedian Jeff Ford. How's it going?
I'm your host, Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for coming. Who wants to go first? Jeff said he wasn't ready, so you want to go first, Justin?
Me? Sure, I have some ideas. First idea, don't steal it. Could be a billion-dollar idea. I'm going to create a two-sided toilet paper, which is temporarily waterproof on one side, so you always only have to use one ply without fear of getting any gross butt water on your hand. But you're also going to save the environment because you don't have to use giant wads of toilet paper. What do you think?
So only one side is waterproof?
Yes, temporarily waterproof too. I realize it has to be able to dissolve and flush down your toilet. I haven't worked down the chemistry, but.
So normal ply, neither side is waterproof.
That's right.
So you're making one side waterproof.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Thank you, Jeff. I thought you'd be on board with this. You seem like a man who appreciates a dry hand.
Yeah, I mean, people could use two-sided toilet paper, I guess.
What I do, I've been told this is weird. I take the toilet paper, I fold it in half, and then I hold it with like three fingers, and then I go like this, almost like.
Oh, God. All right.
And then I just sort of.
You kind of make a tulip out of it is what you're showing me here.
Yes.
You make a toilet paper tulip.
So I don't use that much toilet paper, and I don't get wet fingers.
Yeah, you never get some dookie on your fingers?
Oh.
I wouldn't say I never have. That's it's right. Not the usual thing. But I don't like wad it up into like a wad. I don't know how
I used to make a glove, like an oven mitt of toilet paper. If I was having a greasy one, oh yeah.
What do you do? Reach all the way in there and grab it and then pull it out? Why do you need a glove?
Huh, dude, you don't have the colon out yet, I think. It's a sloppy business down there.
Probably can make a lot of money off that idea.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, Jeff. Don't steal my idea. I'm watching you.
How do you know which half is the waterproof half?
It'll be color-coded.
So the waterproof side, is that the part that the shit touches or the part that your hand touches?
That's the part your hand touches. So that way you still get the absorbency of the normal ply standard. But then there's also a quasi-waterproof that, I guess will dissolve after like 15 seconds in regular water, but your shit juice cannot penetrate.
Oh.
Well, shit juice is water.
I wish it was. Not for
unless
me.
You're some
it's,
weird
70% blood
alien who, or I guess alcohol is not water. It's a liquid that's not water.
Yeah, there's some of that getting sprayed out of there in the morning too for big jib drug. Right. What's up? You want another idea, or are we going to continue?
I'm not sure if we can keep this one going for 15 minutes.
All right. I also thought of people love tailgating, right? Uh-huh. Why not have a tailgate that has a grill built right into it? Genius.
Oh, yeah. That'd be something.
When you say the tailgate, you mean the part that folds down or just something that goes in the truck, the back part of the truck?
Right in the tailgate. The actual gate that folds down has a grill in it. There might be some heat shielding that needs to be worked out, some airflow, but through creative engineering, I feel like I could make it work.
And then if after the game ends, if somebody behind you is riding your ass, you could just release all of that smoking like
hot grease
embers like right on to that car.
Yeah, you could spray grease, make them spin out, dump your grease.
Oh, yeah. Is it going to be like small or big, like something you have to drive a truck to hold or like a car?
Oh, yes. It would be an actual tailgate for a pickup truck.
Oh, okay.
Would it? So when you put the tailgate up, it's just going to dump it all into the back of your truck, right?
Mm-hmm. No, you could have a compartment. That way it kind of slides into a enclosed area. Maybe you, maybe when you need to clean it out, you just pull into one of those self-spray car washes. I think the functionality versus the novelty, I think the novelty is what's going to sell it.
Well, if you could get it to work with a car wash, that would be cool. Like they have those George Foreman grills that you can take the grills off and put them in the dishwasher, and they're way better than the normal George Foreman grills.
Uh-huh.
So this would be like that, but the entire grill can go through the car wash, through the wash, instead of the mini George Foreman grill.
Hell yeah.
I think that's a bigger feature than the fact that it's on the tailgate, the fact that it could go through a car wash, because nobody likes to wash things. Especially like scrubbing grills with like a grill brush, and like nobody likes to do that.
Yeah, I don't know about how toxic exactly though certain car detergents and or waxes are. So,
I would imagine that it would come off within a few days of rain.
There you go. Go the all natural route.
Yeah, it'd be good for the summertime. Like, is it gonna come like with like a heater or something for like the winter when it's like real cold out or something?
Oh yeah, you could have it. You could have it transfer heat throughout the entire tailgate. That way, you can keep your buns warm too. Maybe regular buns and your butt. You could sit on it. You could warm your buns. Mm-hmm.
Homeless people might, like, in the winter, like, be loitering on your tailgate.
Yeah, you'd have to keep it secret. Keep it safe. You ever been tailgating?
I've never been tailgating. Have you, Jeff?
Yeah, I went to the Michigan versus Michigan State tailgate. And it was crowded, but like, it was fun. People were at, like, they were like playing like football games. They were like barbecuing, they drinking and all that. It was pretty fun. It was crowded. It was in Ann Arbor.
Lots of grilling going on, right?
Or which one?
Did you eat some sausages? Did people offer you any of their grilled treats?
Yeah. But I think I have more beer than sausages, though.
You're drinking? You're hitting the booze that day?
Yeah.
Jeff, we talked about
it. I think you hit more drinking than watching the game. But I also hosted the Ann Arbor Showcase that day, so I had to walk all the way up to, there's like a high school where they had to tailgate. It's about 2 miles from the Ann Arbor Showcase, so
you're getting
it was a little, yeah.
You're getting drunk with some high school students, Jeff? What's going on?
Oh, the high school. Oh, no. Like they were just using Jeff. The high school as a place to tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
It was all grown people.
they're letting you drink on school property, though?
Yeah, they were. There were a lot of people drinking on the property. Hmm.
So then you had to stagger 2 miles drunk to the showcase and then try to perform drunk?
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Do you perform drunk, Justin?
Not anymore. I just quit drinking. But I usually like to have two, which for me is not a big deal.
Oh. Yeah, that gives you a nice little buzz, two of them.
Yeah, too, just to take the edge off, like a gentleman. Keep it classy.
I don't think the edge comes off for me. I'm just nervous the whole time.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to be near unconscious for the edge to come off.
Yeah. Give you some beta blockers, dude. There's other ways we can go about this.
What would you call your tailgate grill? Just tailgate grill?
Tail thrill? Let me think. Tail grill? Tail grill. The tail grill. That sounds all right.
Would you have, like, one thing you could have is on the grill, you could have that grill, like, the sport team logo, like the M onto the burgers?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea.
You could probably make money that way. People would buy M burgers.
Yeah. Have you ever been to that BurgerFi place where they like to burn BurgerFi under the bun or whatever? They brand the bun. I think it's in Ann Arbor.
Is it pretty good? Or
it was all right.
Yeah. All right. No, that's cool.
What else could we build into this tailgating tailgate, though? Condiment dispensers.
Keg.
Maybe some sort of keg.
You'd have to make sure that the fire doesn't set fire to the keg.
Some sort of temperature controlled alcohol storing system. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like a breathalyzer, like something like that.
Why not?
Like a some place where you can vomit or where you can put a drunk guy when you're driving home because you don't want him to throw up in your truck.
Yeah.
He would be in the back of the truck.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right.
That would be where Justin would be.
What? No, man. I'm a monk now. I've foregoed all vices. Except LSD.
Good luck with that. Except LSD. I like that. Anything else?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm good on my idea. What you got, big boy?
Are you ready, Jeff, or should I go?
Yeah, I guess I'm ready. I like to kind of make up like you know how people are on their phone at work and like you're not supposed to be on your phone. I wanted to maybe think of an app kind of like your phone will vibrate when your supervisor's coming, letting you know to get off your cell phone, something like that. Kind of like they have the police tracking devices type thing, I guess.
So you could put an RFID tag on your boss without him knowing. Make it alert.
Yeah.
But you'd have to be careful. It would have to go off when he's far enough away that it doesn't just alert him. Like he can't hear the vibrating. So it has.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would. And that'd be something, I don't know.
That might be hard to do. I don't know how long you're, if you work in a, do you work like in a cubicle farm, like a office?
Well, I work in a factory where we're not allowed to use to be on our cell phones.
But yeah, depending on how long the factory is and how long it takes the boss to get from one place to another. It'd have to be, it might work for a factory now that I think about it, but my office.
Yeah, probably not for a cubicle, yeah.
Is small enough that, it wouldn't really work. Unless he was way on one side and I was way on the other side.
What would you name your application?
What would I name it?
Yes. Bring it to market.
Oh, shit, here comes the boss.
Here comes the boss. All right. That sounds all right.
Yeah, that's a little too long.
Oh, yeah, it kind of is.
You could also use it if you were watching porn and you didn't want your wife to catch you watching porn.
Oh, yeah, that'd be even better.
So, yeah, I could see plenty of uses for that. when your podcast guest is checking his phone rather than paying attention.
Yes, that'd be good too. Like it vibrates when she comes in a room or something, I guess. Type thing.
What's your boss like?
Or what about like an app, with a bunch of excuses, if you're late for work or something, you can turn on the app and it gives you a bunch of different excuses you could use or something.
You hate working, don't you, Jeff? Not a fan of your job, are you?
I like the idea of not, of taking that to the extreme. Like it would tell you how to physically harm yourself, so the excuse looks realistic. Bang your head on the wall to do this, to get this mark on your head, or put something in the microwave and then put it on the side of your head, or just to ridiculous extremes, rip out a fingernail. So I don't know, just really bizarre, fucked up things to make the excuse seem more plausible. How to throw up, how to make yourself throw up.
They had those all those candies in Harry Potter that would give you different ailments.
Yeah. Oh,
you can make a realistic version of those. I guess it's just syrup of Ipecac if you want to throw up, but something to safely turn you blue or super red.
You could have, it could have a picture of every model car and color on the side of the road so that whatever your car is, you can have a photo of it on the side of the road broken down.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too.
And maybe even for, different, whether it's a desert or, a Michigan wooded area or city. So it would just have a huge database of, car breakdown excuse photos. Although, you'd have to splice yourself into the photo, so it would have to have, you'd have to take your photo in front of a white wall and it would cut the background out.
Yeah, like a photo of you changing a tire or something like that.
Yeah, I suppose, or you could just do that on your own, just park on the side of the road and take your tire off and take a photo of it on a weekend, just so in anticipation that one day you'll want to use that as an excuse. Although, that seems like a lot of work. If your car does break down on the weekend, you might as well bank that with a photo. Don't you think?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Are you writing these down, Jeff? Are you going to use these ideas?
Or what do you say?
Are you going to use any of these ideas? Are you going to start slacking off more at work, you think, after this?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Do you have a scary boss?
If they had an app like that, I probably would. I have to be at work at 5 in the morning, so this is be good to have a couple of late excuse apps or something or things to say.
Maybe a hologram you can just kind of put at your workstation. That way, it projects an image of you. It makes it look like you're at work.
That's like $1 million idea right there. You probably make a lot of money from that.
Do you work on an assembly line?
All
the parts are just going into some throwaway bin because the hologram is there and he's not doing anything. So $1 million worth of parts just go in the junk bin.
Yeah, it'd really only be good for office jobs like I usually have where I can just do nothing for hours, and as long as I look mad and I'm staring at the computer screen, nobody talks to me.
Yeah, I'm lucky I don't need an excuse. I just can show up at weird times.
Oh, that's good idea.
That's a double-edged sword, though, because then it's Sunday, 6 p.m. and I need 10 more hours to go.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah.
Or would they have like a work dial, like they had those sex dials, like a work dial that looks just like you or something you could have sitting in your cubicle or something if you need to step out for a second?
Like what the guy uses in Super Troopers?
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Your excuse app could have, you could report whether the excuse worked. So you'd see the percentage success rate of all the different excuses. And maybe you could like film the you giving the excuse to the boss. And so you could see funny videos of other people getting yelled at by their bosses because the excuse didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
It could tabulate how much it's costing the world economy by people not working. It could say this app has cost the world $500 billion because this many work hours have been lost because of excuses. It could be like the McDonald's of like waste and dishonesty and yeah.
Or maybe they can have testimonials too, like people write their own success stories of using it or something type thing.
Maybe because the boss could download the same app, so you'd be screwed. So maybe you'd have to pay extra to hide that excuse from the boss's app. Like it's almost like a blackmail type of thing, like, or like a race, like the boss pays more to get better excuses and then you pay more to get better excuses than the boss. And so that's a way to make money, is just who will pay the most to, get the best information. That doesn't quite make sense, but,
yeah.
Just taking it to the ridiculous extreme.
Why be selfish? Why not just create an app that will make a bomb threat anonymously to your work?
Oh.
That way everybody gets out.
Or is that going to come with like excuses to tell the FBI or something? Like,
maybe that's what happened with Hawaii. They just took it too far.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
Or maybe an excuse app to get out of a traffic ticket or something. Like something you can say to a police officer.
What you need is excuse tits. Like... It doesn't matter what you say. It just matters if you're a pretty woman or not.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that always works. I always presume there's certain cops that just don't like women. They're usually in troubled marriages, right?
Oh. But I don't know. Have you ever tried to get out of a ticket? I usually just shut up and I take whatever they give me. I don't.
I just act like a big wimp when I get pulled over by the police. And then, there's been a couple times I've taken it to court, really just in hopes that they don't show up to court and then you get dismissed, which worked one time when I ran a red light, which there was like seven other people there for running the same red light. So I think the cop in that part of Holly just sat there writing tickets for people running this red light that's easy to miss or something. So, there's seven other people that got off.
Oh.
All over the cop's face. All right.
Did they ever just leave, give you like a warning and not the ticket or something?
I got pulled over drunk in Royal Oak, and I blew a .12, and they let my girlfriend come pick me up.
Oh, okay. That's a good deal.
I've got about a 50% success rate in letting me off without a ticket.
Yeah.
Which probably isn't that great.
It's because your likability is so high.
So high?
You're very charming.
I think I have a creepy low voice. People hear my voice.
Like I could write this guy a ticket, but he might come and eat my family sort of thing. Is that the vibe you think you give off?
Yes.
All right.
I think we're sort of done with this idea. We're sort of sputtering.
Yeah, okay. Let's get into your idea, Thomas.
So I have
that'd be fun.
I have a couple ideas.
Oh, shit. You got a book written over there.
Mm-hmm. It's one page, one side and half of the second side.
That's a lot of it. So, it's well developed.
I actually didn't read it beforehand. I wrote this like weeks ago. I didn't really prepare that well. But so my idea is for a movie based on a guy who's a writer. And basically, he starts out as like a, what do you call it? The lowest rung person on like a movie set, like a show.
A grip or a...
The guy who gets the coffee, whatever.
Oh, a...
Like a production assistant?
Yeah, something like that. And he's got to like wrangle like drunk celebrities out of their trailers to the set. And he's got to like... And so... Eventually, he sort of learns how to manipulate people because he has to like wrangle all these celebrities and directors who are yelling. He's got to calm them down. And so basically, he becomes this master at manipulating people emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so that skill makes him a great writer for sitcoms. Like, I'm thinking like emotional like sitcoms like This Is Us maybe, which I've never seen, but not like silly comedies like Big Bang Theory or whatever.
Or Seinfeld. Like,
okay, because I think sitcom stands for situational comedy.
Whatever.
Okay. TV but dramas maybe.
TV family dramas, whatever. And what that happens is that there tends to be like a guy who makes hit show after hit show after hit show in a given genre. Like he's just really good. Like David E. Kelly made those courtroom shows and he just made a bunch of them and they're all successful. Like, and then the guy who made Big Bang Theory, Chuck something, Laurie, made a bunch of other hit sitcoms. And there tends to be the Shonda Rhimes makes a bunch of hit shows. So he's like one of those guys or girls who just makes all of these hit shows. And basically, he has a kid, he has a daughter, and so he's trying to raise the daughter, and he's trying to use his skills at, like, coming up with story arcs and plot points and, like, emotional manipulating things that pay off and that make people really happy and really... Whatever, all those skills he tries to do in real life in his daughter's life. So he's like, and it's really dark. So he's like manipulating events in her life to try to make her life vivid and like a sitcom, like over the top, emotionally satisfying and whatever. So he's like, he could be like, getting like some kid that is a troublemaker and he thinks might ruin his daughter's life. So he'll like sabotage their parents so they lose their job and have to move out of town, or like slashing people's tires so they don't make it to pick her up for prom or whatever. So it gets to be really, really dark. And then, so it's like it's almost like a Dexter type thing. He might even murder somebody, but he's doing it in like a smart way. Like, you might think, well, you don't want your daughter to suffer at all, but that's like the dumb way. So he's okay with letting his daughter suffer somewhat to develop
personality.
But then it sort of pays off at the end. Like, it's sort of a smart way with ups and downs that aren't like tragic downs. And so he's orchestrating all of this to a really creepy, dark, evil way. And it's like this big house of cards of like all these crimes and evil things is like always threatening to come crashing down. And he's threatening to get caught, and like his daughter would be distraught if she finds out he's like this murderer, you know? So that would be the show, the movie.
Also, you have to hide it from her, kind of?
Yeah. Like, she doesn't know that he's manipulating all these events around her life. And that's based on, like, I don't have any kids. But, like, the way dads are overprotective over their daughters is kind of creepy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they always like to butt in and, like, not let guys date their daughters or have sex with their daughters. And it's sort of...
So what if she's 15? Come on!
Well, it doesn't really matter how old she is. The dad's never really happy with it. So it's always sort of creepy to begin with. So I'm just taking that weirdness and just exaggerating it to be like this uber genius writer is like writing his daughter's life, but in an almost in it, how a psychopath would do it, like through... manipulation and whatever.
Who would be the actor you get to play the writer?
Huh. I don't know.
I think Tom should play it.
Well,
I'm
not very good at emotions.
I know. That could play into your character. This guy sounds like a sociopath. Sounds like he doesn't really have his own emotions, but he's learned to change others.
So yeah, I have a couple
big break.
I have a couple other things that he might do that are creepy that I wrote down here. Send anonymous love notes on another kid's behalf. Spy on all of her friends and keep like charts of who's dating who.
Is he going to be stalking any of the girls or anything like that?
Only to serve the ends of, not like.
It sounds like he's going to be a very successful television producer, so he's got a lot of means.
He could like get people to install hidden cameras and whatever, but he's not doing it to like masturbate. Like a perv. He's doing it to like just know what's going on in order to know how to manipulate things.
You didn't even skip a beat and you already assume my assumptions.
Yeah. And the other thing is he might do also amazingly good things sort of anonymously. Like if a friend's parent has cancer, he might pay for the cancer treatment anonymously. But it's not because he cares about that other person. It's to serve his daughter's emotional well-being. But yeah, I called it a storybook life. And I like the idea of making it, the titles is sort of like innocent sounding, and like the premise is sort of innocent sounding, but there's like a deep darkness behind it.
Yeah. And it's all because he doesn't want his daughter to wind up like these privileged superstars or whatever that he used to have to deal
with. Or a druggie, or even just somebody who's bored with life or not happy.
Ah, that sounds like me. All those things.
I didn't really think about the actors. And I don't know which actors are left after the sex abuse scandals.
Johnny Depp, you can use him.
You could maybe like Tom Hanks. I think he had a mini scandal, didn't he? Didn't he get caught cheating on his wife or something?
Who, Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
Ooh, I don't know.
But he's like the Mr. Sweet, goody two-shoes guy who always plays good guys. So maybe the him playing somebody with this hidden darkness, maybe that's a good... Or his...
What about Ben Stiller?
Ooh, Ben Stiller could work.
Yeah, he does seem to almost in real life have a little bit of darkness behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little weirdness and stuff.
Playing a serious role. Or Jim Carrey even could play, like, having a darkness.
Ben Stiller is very convincing in his Between Two Ferns interview where he got pissed. It seemed like he really got pissed.
Oh, wow. But I think did he, like, go off?
Yeah, like he was hitting the like backdrop, like he almost punched Galifianakis in the back of the head through the back curtain.
Dang.
Because I think he just kept calling him his dad's name on purpose and stuff. What's his dad's name? Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hates being asked about his dad, so he just kept bringing up his dad. Which was great.
You'd think he'd be over that by now. I mean, when you're young in your career and somebody keeps asking about your famous dad, that's probably annoying. But when you're 15 years in and you're more of a success than your dad was, you'd think you wouldn't be pissed off about that. You'd get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's true.
So I don't know if you guys have anything to add or any like evil things that he could do to manipulate events.
Can he do something like a sex tape or something? Like,
yeah. That's a,
he
yeah.
said he's not going to be jacking off of this stuff. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, I guess he could. He wouldn't be in the sex tape, but he could film other people and like frame people for filming the sex tape. Like, the people in it, well, yeah, he could do a lot with that. It could be like a long-running show like Dexter, where it's just this house of lies mm-hmm. that's just always threatening to come tumbling down. Or it could be just a movie, and he could get caught spectacularly in the end.
Yeah, he could be hiring some private investigators, and eventually they start manipulating him because they start... threatening to expose all the stuff he's been doing.
Or maybe the daughter knows and he doesn't know the daughter knows, but it's turned the fact that the daughter knows has turned the daughter evil.
Yeah.
So he's trying to do everything to make her happy and she ends up being dark and evil. I don't know.
It all backfires in the end.
She's this expert at manipulating people now. So she's toying with him. I don't know. That's something that just popped in my head. That wasn't part of the original idea. Okay, so that was one idea. So we've got like...
Oh, they're color-coded. What's the red idea?
Yeah, trying to think who could play the daughter. And
I'm thinking of the daughter would be like this hot, naive girl. I'm thinking like... Did you see Westworld, like the
country girl.
Dolores?
Yep.
Just like really happy, really hot, like never experienced rejection because everybody loves them instantly. All the guys want to fuck her. She's not like so attractive that the girls hate her. She's just like a beam of sunshine in... whatever, like, and the, or like Alicia Silverstone and Clueless, sort of innocent, maybe a little dumb, super happy, and but
Dakota Fanning or something like that, or
I don't know, but it could be somebody who could play that, or like one of the redhead actresses who play like perky people, like a perky, like, or like Legally Blonde is a good example. That character, like a perky blonde. Although in that case, I think women would hate her because she's blonde. Women, to be beloved by both women and men, you can't be blonde. Or if you are, you have to have like small tits. Like, you can't hit the jealous
paradigms.
You have to hit the beauty triggers for the men and avoid the jealousy triggers for the women in your looks.
Like Lindsay Lohan, like play like innocent type girl characters and like her
is Lindsay Lohan still alive?
When she was like 16, maybe.
Did you see her in Machete?
I did see that, but I don't remember.
I think Lindsay Lohan's in it, just like naked, hanging out. Like, hey.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Anyway, so let's do my other idea since I don't like doing two ideas, but somebody canceled.
Oh.
Another guest canceled. So
how dare they?
I hate to burn two ideas in one show, but so I call this social media slideshow. So it's my idea for like a social media app. And so one thing about Google that's weird is they keep promoting Google Plus, and nobody's ever going to sign up for Google Plus. And Google is like this weird company that is like diluted. Like they just can't. They can't emotionally accept that Google Plus is a failure, so they just keep promoting Google Plus. They're this weird big company that's completely incompetent in everything. So they happen to have good search that Sergey Brin, whatever the founders founded, and then YouTube, which they bought from another company, and the Phone OS is the only real success, and maybe Gmail, which is everything else is like a dismal failure.
I use their phone service. You ever heard of Google?
No.
Phone service? Oh, man. They had the best.
But anyway, Google is sort of this weird company that gets way too much credit for being competent. And Google, first of all, YouTube has a lot of problems too. They're starting to fail, I think. With like Twitch and other companies, I think YouTube is on its way out.
Yeah.
But
kind of like over censor.
Instagram Live.
Yeah, and they have all these problems with paying the creators and like piracy coming on and like weird, creepy child cartoons and like terrorist videos and all these scandals coming up and. You go on like YouTube and live streaming Rick and Morty 24/7. Like, how many months have they had those 24/7 streaming piracy channels that show up on your YouTube homepage? And they haven't addressed that simple problem. It's like they're just totally incompetent. And Facebook isn't much better. Facebook has, first of all, they started adding. I think they've always had this, the autoplay of the videos.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't really work very well because it's based on scrolling. And when you're scrolling and a video autoplays, it's sort of jarring. Scrolling doesn't make sense when you're playing a video. You see like 2 seconds of the video or you've got to like try to. So. My idea for a social network is sort of to combine, just get rid of Google Plus, like, and for like a YouTube-based social network. It would sort of look like YouTube, like a YouTube playlist. It would be you wouldn't scroll, you would just watch it passively, and it would be like, a video. Well, it would just autoplay like a video of your wall. And so if people post a photo, when you posted the photo, you would say like, when you post everything, you, if it was long, you would have a preview of it that's like up to 30 seconds. So if you posted a photo, you could have a photo that would link to a slideshow. Or if you had text, it would look like, you know how Facebook has like the text that's sort of centered, and it's almost like a meme text. It's like centered in the box with like a colored background. So it's not just the normal text. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So you would force everybody to do that if they were writing a text thing. So that would be like the preview text. And if you wanted to have a long post, that would link to like a book or an article or anything that's longer than like whatever can fit on a rectangle of your phone. And then audio, you would have like a preview image of the audio and then like a 20-second clip of the audio. And then if you wanted to listen, if it was longer than 20 seconds, you wanted to listen to the whole thing, you would click to listen to the whole thing. So you could have basically any format, and it would like go through the list of social media posts that you haven't seen before and just go through the previews. Mm-hmm. And it, if you like a preview, you would have like a few seconds to cue the to either queue or instantly watch the longer version of it.
You're going to save so many people from thumb arthritis, right?
Oh.
No more scrolling, no more of this, no more of that.
Yeah, so no scrolling. You could just watch it.
The orthopedic benefits of your app, I think, are going to be the real selling point here.
But the way I think... the way I think of it is, there's the previews, and then the ones you like, you can queue them or watch it instantly. And you could have a TV mode, so if you're watching like a long clip, it would like break for commercial, but instead of breaking for commercial, it would break to show you some previews of other media posts that would be like the length of commercials. So you could break things up. You could like consume.
Oh, you can watch it in like segments, kind of.
Yeah, you could consume social media with long videos broken up by short videos, almost like TV is long videos broken up by commercials.
All right.
So you could do that.
Yeah, that's an idea.
What else did I have?
Are they gonna have like the Snapchat features, like the dog nose and stuff like that, and can change your voice?
Yeah, I've never used Snapchat, but like Instagram filters and weird shit. Like, yeah, I suppose. If you wanted to have weird things like that for creating content, that's not the primary feature though. And then another thing I had is that because it's meant to be more passive, like. Whenever you create a post, you could either choose to enable comments or not. So most posts, you would just disable comments because people
could say mean stuff.
People are watching it like a TV. They're not. It's not like Facebook where they're stopping and it's convenient for them to add comments. So you'd almost treat like you'd have a special category for videos that are posts that are requesting comments. So when that post is done, it would tell you whether it's requesting comments. And then if the person wants to comment, it basically pause the queue of content that you're watching and go to like some special comment view where it's gives you time to type a comment.
That'll work. It'd be a improved version of Facebook Live and stuff like that. I mean, it'd be like a better version of
But that's how Google Plus should have been. They should have taken their successful product, which was YouTube, and made a social media network that looks like YouTube with like the YouTube playlists.
Mm-hmm. Where you kind of just go through your friends and show you what's up with each one of them without you having to look around too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like, so when you're posting, it's forcing you to post for long clips, previews, and things. And I like the idea of also having tags, like politics or depressing or announcement, or to better than like the current Facebook is. And that way you can just ignore big chunks of what people post on social media. Like if you don't care about Trump bashing and hearing about all the annoying shit that Trump does.
Or, you don't have to tag it, I guess.
Yeah. Or like there was a comic who posted a video. He cut his hand with a knife on accident. And so I'm just scrolling through and I just see this bloody gross hand. Like, I don't want to see that. I could probably say who it was. He would probably wouldn't be offended, but
you don't like blood?
I don't want to be jarred by blood or some pornography while I'm browsing my Facebook wall at work. That doesn't happen that often.
You don't want to see me wearing nothing but a napkin.
I don't want to see you
unfriend me
after 51st jokes posting images of your shaved balls.
My balls aren't shaved.
They were at the time.
Right? No, I just don't grow hair on my balls.
So would be like basically like a feature where it says stuff you don't want to see, you can just write tags and stuff you don't want to see in your new feed.
So I don't know the most convenient way to do the tags, but so that relies on the poster tagging things, which they might not want to do if they know that it'll get filtered out. So maybe there would be a way for people to tag other people's posts with tags. So it's not quite a comment, but like there's a few things that lots of people find annoying, like motivational posts. Like a lot of people find that annoying. So people might be willing to take the time to tag that as motivational posts so that other people can skip it, or Trump posts. Maybe you'd have a way for, even if you're disabling comments, you might have a way to enable tagging. Like after the preview is played or the clip is played, you'd have a few seconds to click a button that says tag. Otherwise, it would just go on to the next one.
Just thumbs up and thumbs down. When whoever you thumbs down, you just see less and less and less of their stuff until you determine that you shouldn't really be friends with them and you don't care.
Yeah.
But I think with tags, like a lot of people... I don't unfollow anybody because I don't have like too many friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just a couple hundred. But some people have like 1,000 friends, so they have to like unfollow people even though they're listed as friends, but they're unfollowed. I think a lot of that is because they don't have enough smart filtering with like tags and
stuff. After you're my friend, it's all or nothing. It's going to be full on follow or unfriend and block. Polarized.
Yeah. But yeah, if they were smarter about it, and you could even like by mood, you could say, oh, I only want to watch motivational things. Like I'm in this mood. You could see the posts of your friends that are that category. So the tags might not be just for filtering out forever. You might want to filter different ways depending on your mood. I need to see something happy. So now I'll set it to right now to just watch happy things. Yeah.
You get depressed all the time.
Yeah. Have to figure out the
kind of. Do you struggle with depression? Let's talk about it. We're changing the podcast.
We're now a
stop Tom from killing himself. Here we go, guys.
I think I got most of it.
You want a hug? You want a hug right now? I'll hug you.
I had a bunch of crap on tagging. I don't think we need to get into it.
I think instead of like tagging things in posts, you should be able to like just draw graffiti on people's posts real easily and repost it. Just dicks in their mouths immediately. Just make it real easy to make fun of somebody.
You could take like a screen grab.
It's too much work.
Yeah.
There should be a vandalize button. Vandalize this post. Like you pay extra to vandalize people's walls. Dude, you could make so much money if somebody could just pay to vandalize you.
Or give a thumbs down or something. Or what about like when your buddy calls and say, hey, did you see what I posted on Facebook? I hope it kind of didn't tag it out or something.
Yeah. So I only had a couple other things. One thing I don't like about Facebook is that you scroll for a while, like you're on the toilet, and then an hour later you scroll again, and sometimes it's a long shit.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, not for the whole hour, but and then you stop, and then an hour later maybe you look, but sometimes it just keeps showing you the same posts over and over again.
Yeah.
So I always thought that even like Netflix has pissed me off because it used to recommend Burn Notice every time I logged into Netflix, and like it didn't get the hint from the 400th time I didn't click Burn Notice that I'm not interested in Burn Notice.
Yeah.
So I think all of these social media networks and apps and stuff, they're not very good at, there should be an implied I've seen this thing so it doesn't show it to you again.
Yeah, I'm screwed on my Netflix account because we use my girlfriend's sister's Netflix account, but she doesn't like or talk to this sister, and she probably doesn't know that we still use her Netflix account, so I can't create my own profile, otherwise she'd probably dead us. So it's always just like, Netflix has no idea what the fuck I like because I got some other weird chick who doesn't watch any of the same stuff I do.
Do you, like, not thumbs up things that you like because they might figure out, somebody else thumbs up to this?
I think Netflix, I don't even know if it lets you thumb up or thumbs down stuff anymore. It just does it based on whether you finished watching it or not. And that, yeah, they changed the whole rating system. Like, it's just like the percentage that we think this will match the stuff you like. Like, it's all fucked up.
I don't like it because there's certain comedians that I like Bill Burr and like, even like Dana Carvey's like a silly comic, but then there's ones that I don't really like Steve Harvey or who do I think is kind of hacky? Trying to think of
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, not the worst. There was one a pretty female comic named Angela Johnson, and I thought it was just complete hack. Russell Peters, maybe. I'm trying to think of more white ones. Angela Johnson is white.
You didn't just want to be like Cat Williams.
But Netflix doesn't distinguish between hack and not hack.
Kevin Hart. It
keeps recommending the ones that I'm not going to watch because I think they're hacky.
Did you hear they're moving to 15-minute comedy specials on Netflix now?
Oh, yeah.
I heard
you
about
getting
that.
One, Jeff?
I saw that post on Facebook. They were
going to
do 15-minute ones. Yeah,
I think that's a great idea because it's grueling to get through an hour comedy special most of the time.
Yeah, dude, I've shut so many off. I'm just so burned out, jaded from watching comedy.
But we're out of time. Thanks, Jeff, for calling in. Thanks for coming, Justin.
You owe me big time.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah.
Any listeners I have.
You owe me 1 year.
Good night.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
I love you, Jeff.
I love you, too.
Thank you.